Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. Want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot," I say. "Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Frank Chandler, ostensibly appointed to the consulate of a small Balkan country, is in reality on his way there to expose and defeat a plan to gain control of the country as a gateway to Near Eastern conquest. To disarm suspicion of his intent, Chandler is taking with him his sister, Dorothy Regent, Bob and Betty, as members of his household. But in Paris, where Robert Regent has come in secret to perfect an invention for an international committee, word of his arrival has mysteriously leaked out. And Chandler, leaving for the Balkans, is warned to watch for a certain gypsy bandit to be identified by a curious scar on his hand. Now in the Balkan mountains, the clattering little train, which is the only means of access to the country, is approaching the capital, Lubova. Chandu, the magician.
Mom, look, Bets. It must be a couple of thousand feet straight down.
No, thank you.
Oh, I don't want to look, Bob. Every time we go around a curve, I think the whole train will tip over.
Some train? The engine and two cars.
And we're almost the only passengers at that. Uncle Frank, is this a special train just for us?
Minor consulate official on a special train?
Well, but we're...
Foreigners don't come here, Betty, because they aren't wanted.
Mother, it'd sure be a cinch to wreck this thing. Did you see that trestle?
Oh, Bob.
You're scaring Mother to death. We have to go back on this train someday, remember?
If I have anything to say about it, we'll drive back.
We can't, Dot. There isn't a single motor road in the country.
What did they do in the war, for Pete's sake?
They fought on foot and on horseback, as the Greeks do now.
They did?
This country's hardly changed at all from the Middle Ages.
Oh, I think that's marvelous. Gypsy bandits and mountain dens.
Now who's being gruesome?
Well, while we're on the subject, remember this. Don't seem curious about the people or say anything they could misunderstand. Don't make fun of them.
Oh, we won't, Uncle Frank.
Everything depends on my making friends here. Don't forget that.
Oh, we're coming into the station. Get the bags down, will you, Bob?
Yeah.
I'll take these.
Hey, get a load of the costumes, right out of the movies.
Oh, yes, look, Mother. They're big, starchy headdresses.
If a good, strong wind came up, they'd blow away.
Oh, heavens, I'd hate to iron all those petticoats.
Well, y'all ready? Well, the American consul is supposed to meet us.
Don't you just love it already?
Everybody looks at us as if we all had two heads.
Mr. Chandler? I'm Carter Mason.
Oh, how do you do? Dorothy, Mr. Mason. My sister, Mrs. Regent.
How do you do, Miss
Mason? And Betty and Bob.
Hello, Mr. Mason.
Well, how was the trip?
All right, thanks.
Good. I heard this morning there'd been an attempt to wreck the train at the High Trestle.
What's that?
The story is that Esteban and his gang of bandits thought there was a shipment of silver coming in.
I see.
Apparently, they did no damage, though. Well, shall we go? I have a carriage for you over here.
Ah, fine. I understand you found us a house.
Such as it is, yes. Your driver doesn't speak English, but he'll follow mine.
Well, I'll help you in, Mom.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Well, why don't you ride with us, Mr. Mason?
I'm afraid there isn't room, Bob.
Oh, don't bother to come with us. I'll see you at the consulate later.
Oh, I want to be sure the house is satisfactory.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Come on, Betty.
I'd rather go up there, if you don't mind.
Aye, the bull!
And by the way, Mrs. Regent, don't be alarmed at the flood of gypsies you'll see today. For some reason, the town's suddenly overflowing with them.
Well, they do look a little frightening, don't they?
They won't bother you, I'm sure. I'll meet you at the house.
All right, Percy.
Hey, look where he's going. Well, that road's straight up the side of the mountain. What a crazy place to build the capital of a country.
Well, the whole country's just like this. They haven't much choice.
Up!
Isn't the lake beautiful? We can go swimming, Bob.
Yeah.
This time of year, you'd freeze.
Oh, we'd get to be rugged mountaineer types like... Uncle Frank, what are you looking at?
I'm looking for the mountain I saw in the crystal in Tibet. I know it's somewhere near Lobova.
Well, if you can pick one mountain out of that bunch, you're really good.
Maybe it has a great stone face or something on it.
Not a face, Betty. A great mark, like a curved sword, cuts right down the mountainside. As if it pointed to something hidden in the ground.
Buried treasure, oh boy!
Nonsense, in a country overrun with gypsies? Frank, did you see the mountain even before you knew you were coming here?
Yes. I think the yogi already knew how I was to come.
Well, what did you do when you find that thing in the mountain?
I don't know yet, Bob.
Why didn't you ask the yogi?
Well, there are some things I must work out alone.
Well, but if he...
Betty, you know you can't understand these things. Let Uncle Frank alone.
Oh, there's Mr. Mason. He stopped to wait for us.
Is that our house? Why, it's a castle with turrets and battlements.
Frank, we certainly don't need a place that size.
Well, it may have been the only house he could get for us.
I hope it is the one. Yes, sir, he's driving in. I feel just like the Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
Well, I don't wonder, Betty. It's as if the whole place were under a spell.
Why, Dot.
Don't you feel it, Frank? The old trees and the dark shrubbery. A castle of witchcraft.
Mother, I didn't mean that.
I hope you're going to like it. Mr. Chandler, may I speak to you for a moment?
Of course. You may as well go in, Dot. I'll join you in a few minutes.
We'll wait for you.
You probably guessed I had a reason for coming up here with you.
I thought so. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing really. Except that I wasn't sure your driver would bring you up. You know, there are a lot of queer stories about the castle. The people are terrified of it.
You mean there's a ghost?
Oh, that, of course. What's a feudal castle without one? No, there's something more. Witchcraft. Things like that.
I see. Thanks for telling me.
The servants are here on a sort of probation. If they see nothing, they'll stay.
But there's more to it than that, isn't there?
Why do you say that?
Isn't there?
Well,
I... Look here, Mason, I'll take the family inside and come down to the consulate and we'll talk this over. All right?
Well, certainly, but surely you don't think there's really any danger.
I just want to know the whole story.
Very well. I'll see you in an hour or so.
Yes. All right, well, I'll go in. It shouldn't be locked.
Oh, Mother, it's perfect.
Gosh, there must be 100 candles in that chandelier.
What an enormous room. Oh, even a minstrel gallery. This is just the way a castle ought to look.
Oh, it's cold.
Well, there's a fire ready to light in the fireplace. Well, I wonder where the servants are.
What servants?
Well, Mason said he'd engaged some.
Well, they must be here. Who else would light the candles? They just didn't know what time to expect us.
I bet they never know whether the train will get here or not.
Oh!
Wait here, I'll see who that is.
Oh, I'll come too.
No, stay there, Bob. All of you stay right there.
Light the fire, Bob. Mother's shivering.
Well, if I can find a match.
On the mantel there, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it quiet? I see what you meant, Mother. The lights all burning and the curtains drawn and the fire ready to light. And nobody here. Oh, it is like a spell.
Well, we can pull the curtains back if that's what's haunting you. Hey, that's some view.
Let me see. Bob!
Oh, I see him. I bet I can catch him if I can get this window open.
Catch whom? Oh, it's probably one of the servants.
Running like that? Why, he ducked through the bushes like a rabbit.
Just like Margot did that day at home, remember? One minute he was mowing the lawn and the next minute...
Don't talk about that man, Betty. He wouldn't be here.
Well, he might if he were the man we saw in Paris, Mom.
Oh, no. Frank, where are you?
Right here, now. Whoever it was that slammed that door is gone now.
Well, what about the servants?
There isn't a soul in the place, as far as I can see.
What?
Well, that man must have been inside the house when we came in.
What man?
Well, we just saw somebody running through the garden. He ducked through the bushes right over there.
Maybe that was what frightened the servants away.
What do you mean?
Well, they haven't been gone long. Look at the candles. They've only just been lighted.
Maybe they're all upstairs.
Well, I'll go up and see in a minute. But I don't think so.
It's time they were getting dinner. Were you in the kitchen?
Yes. There was a fire in the stove and dinner was underway. But no cook.
Holy Moses. Maybe the place is haunted. Only that man in the garden was no spook.
Well, I'll go out and have a look around.
I don't care whether it's haunted or not. I think it's beautiful here. Just look out there at the sunset on the high mountains. The snow's all golden. Uncle Frank!
I see it, Betty. The curved sword on the mountainside.
Oh, it's terrifying. It's like a symbol of doom for the whole world.
The symbol of a conquest that must not be. And yet...
If there's anything in omens, look at the point of that sword. It's all red. As if...
As if it were dipped in fire. Or blood.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes, and we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen, you lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So, coot, you say. Remove the block, and the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.